Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
What if there were an ointment that you could just rub on to your worries and make the stress go away? Well, there is. It's an ointment that turns anxiety into, and not just into peace, but into joy. And you can have as much of it as you want. We're studying Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount about worry and anxiety. And in verse 34, Jesus makes a very interesting remark about tomorrow. And hidden within that comment is the ointment for your anxieties. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So if you're worried about something that might happen tomorrow, think about what you're doing. You're borrowing tomorrow's pain and suffering it right now voluntarily. That's what worry is. Worrying about the future has got to be the most irrational thing we ever do. Because what is worry? Worry is anxiety that, oh, I might have to suffer tomorrow. So I think I'll just suffer right now and tomorrow. That doesn't make sense. Why would I borrow some of tomorrow's suffering today if it doesn't do anything to alleviate tomorrow's suffering? All it does is render me unfit to even deal with tomorrow's suffering when it does happen. The worrier is, in essence, looking at today's suffering and saying, nope, not enough. I've got to have more. Give me today's suffering and tomorrow's suffering. Both, I got to have it all right now. You know what this is? It's trouble greed. Greedy for more trouble. Give me more. Give me today's, give me tomorrow's. I want it all now. And Jesus said, no, you can't have it now. You have enough suffering right now. You have to be content with that. You're not allowed to have any more. You have to wait till tomorrow for tomorrow's suffering. You say, well, is there anything I can have from tomorrow? Actually, there is. Did you know that there is something you can have? Tomorrow's pain is off limits, absolutely off limits. God has forbidden you to have it, but God has granted you full, unrestricted access to tomorrow's joy. You're not permitted to jump the gun and suffer tomorrow's pain today, but you are permitted to sneak ahead into the future and jump the gun on enjoying all the wonderful things that God has promised will be there in the future. Today. The biblical word for that is hope. That's what hope is. Hope is not just wishing something would happen. Hope, biblically, is the exact opposite of worry. Worry is when you feel pain right now because of tomorrow's hardship. Hope is when you actually feel happiness right now because of something that's some wonderful thing that's coming tomorrow. You're just looking forward to it. You know what's going to happen, and you're so sure it's going to happen, and you're so sure it's going to be satisfying. You actually feel happy right now. That's hope. That feeling of happiness is hope. So, suffering tomorrow's pain ahead of time, forbidden, but we are allowed to enjoy tomorrow's joy as much as we want. Just so long as it's hope not in the Lord and nothing else. So, tomorrow's pain is off limits, but tomorrow's pleasure is fair game. Fair game. Worry harms you spiritually and makes you less godly. Hope improves you spiritually and makes you more godly. Give some thought to how you could counteract your anxiety with hope in God. What anxieties are roiling inside you right now? Even if you don't have anything really big at this time, just think of whatever small anxiety might be lingering in the background of your emotions. Okay, do you have it in your mind? Now, spend a few minutes thinking about the kindness God has planned for you tomorrow. Think about the next time God is going to draw near to you so you feel His presence. Think about the next time you'll be in awe of His power or glory. Think about all the thousands of gifts He's planning on giving you tomorrow. Everything from a tasty bite of food to a wonderful family relationship. Keep your thoughts on those things until you feel yourself starting to enjoy them in anticipation. That feeling is hope. Keep that up until it soothes the burn of your anxiety.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.